If there are oars, you should see somebody about your rowboat.
They should call labia piercings oarlocks.
Oh, gunnels.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just get a set of gunnels on there.
I think we've gone too far. I think,
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Your host,
Salsa.
And Jenna.
You gonna be okay there?
If I ever was. Yeah, maybe.
Sounds like you could use a drink, James.
Yes, I definitely could.
Well, what are y'all drinking?
What are you drinking, James?
I have a New Glarus Brewing Company Wisconsin Belgian Red. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks lovely. Mm-hmm. How does it taste? I mean, it's New Glarus.
Like, pure.
I assume it tastes heaviness. Amazing to people that like that sort of thing.
Like candy. Like delicious candy.
Okay.
It's
got, I don't believe you,
like
but
a tart
yes.
cherry flavor.
Oh, see, there's more of the things that I can relate to. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like tarts.
Yeah, like a cherry
tart. I can relate to tarts, yes.
Yes. She used to be able to relate to cherries, not so much.
No, it's been a while. Years.
Yeah, no, yeah. she's been more tart years. Than cherry for quite a while.
This is accurate. Ladies.
You had a tart like that once?
Once. Please. Who do you think you're talking to?
No, my mistake. You had a tart like that twice?
Oh, that's sweetie, it. You're so adorable.
Really my only skill. That's all I got going for me.
I actually recognize what Salsa's drinking.
Mm-hmm. What do you got there, Jenna?
I have from Two Chicks. The name of the company, Two Chicks. A vodka, lemon, strawberry, and basil cocktail. I actually, I've been getting more into craft cocktails in a can because I'm classy with a K. my favorite is Cutwater mint rum mojito. Mm. Oh my God, that's so good.
Sounds fucking
delicious. Joe had a sip
delicious.
And he was like, yes, I understand exactly what you love about this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, craft cocktail. Mm. Let's do this. Oh, well, that's delightful. Ooh. Something hit me at the end, though.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Mm. Is it the cilantro?
God damn it. No, I think... I mean, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the basil at the end is just a little too much for my liking.
Gotcha. But
that's too bad. I'm sorry.
No, overall, it's fine. And I'm going to drink it.
Because
it's, yeah, like alcohol. The first part is lovely. Yeah, it's booze.
You're going to care less and less about the back half of that flavor.
That's... The more I drink this, yeah.
See, if you just never stop drinking, you never get to the back half.
Oh, that's you assume true. I stop drinking. Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you just keep drinking,
you
never actually get to the back of it. I've got a line in Kugel's Summer Shandy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hot out.
Delicious, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful beer for this kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't drink beers, but my understanding of beers is primarily through Joe at this point.
That's fair.
Like, I'm to the point now where I can be like, look, do you want me to pick up some Northeast? Or do you want me to pick up, like... The Leinenkugel, Summer Shandy.
Mm.
Do you want? Mm-hmm. Are you in a PBR mood?
So when are you
going
to get to the beer?
Oh, piss off! do you want premium? Is God that where you're at right now?
Still
like,
waiting for the beer.
Yeah. Do you want some?
The Summit Oktoberfest is one that he enjoys.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Is it Michelob that's the champagne?
He finally moved out of hipster territory.
No, he actually. This is the thing. He's like, I used to get defensive and, like, drink all of the super craft stuff and the whatnot.
Sure.
And he's like, but I'm also a dude with an accordion in, like, an Irish folk band. So I've just decided to embrace my inner hipster and drink whatever the fuck I feel like.
Yeah.
And these other things are cheap. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, he does. Yeah. He does actually have a palate and enjoys other like craft things.
I know. I'm just giving him a shot. I'm drinking. I'm drinking a Leinen Kugels, but I also own a collection of Trilbies.
Leinen. So,
you got your cheap beers, and then you got your you know, fancy formal beers.
Yeah. Well, the best wine snobs will tell you that some wine pairs better with some foods and things like that, but that when it comes to what wine you should buy. Buy the one that you like drinking.
Yep. Yeah.
Buy the one that tastes good to you.
Mm-hmm. Even sommeliers go home and have a brewski.
Oh, sure. Mm.
Or maybe wine in a box. They might do that.
They do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What of...
They slap the bag. Sommeliers slap the bag.
Oh, they absolutely slap the bag.
They swish it around first. they open the top and let it aerate a bit.
Boxed wine? Then, are you daft?
Oh, my God. Oh. And then, this is amazing.
They look to see what the viscosity of the wine is in the bag. Yep. And then they slap
this
it.
This bag's got
notes
legs.
Of, notes of gas station and...
PVC.
I'm detecting just a... Just a faint hint of slushy machine.
So what the fuck have you all been up to?
CFCs in here. I went to Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Which is why I have New Glarus.
I made a guess.
My brother-in-law is a... He was a Boy Scout years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's one
a
of the
men scout.
Now he's one of the counselor type.
Oh, yeah.
For a Boy Scout summer camp thing and out in the woods.
He does woodsy shit.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't he doesn't actually do any of the counseling. He's the kitchen guy.
Oh. Yep.
He's
That's a good gig.
He's the Chris Maloney of Red Hot American Summer.
Oh, God.
I didn't see it, but sure. Just,
that's a lot to unpack. I know your brother-in-law, and this is now
I wish
a
I knew
lot to unpack.
No, he cooks. That's what he does. He cooks and yells at kids to get out of his kitchen, and I'm sure there's legends that the children tell around the campfire. I'm sure they're like,
true.
I heard he robbed a bank in Reno. You know,
just to watch
you
die.
Adorable.
That's
knowing your brother.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he's the only one out there who doesn't do merit badge classes or nature walks or anything like that. That he works in the kitchen. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Boy Scouts own this camp, and they let people use it for various things, and so we went. Yeah. We went to this camp for the weekend.
Sure,
You know, it basically got to use the site and the kitchen, you know, and stuff like that. So, but it was it was us and a few friends. You know, there was what 6, 7, 8 of us total.
Okay.
Nine of us total.
Counting is hard.
Yeah. Well, I forget people.
I am aware. I am very aware.
What am I doing in your house?
Yeah.
But it was, what are you doing in his house?
I took Friday off from work. We headed out there. We spent, you know, a few days in the woods hanging out, basically being in a state of semi-sobriety for most of the time.
Nice.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was good. We just hung out and...
It's hard to talk about how awesome it is to go camping with friends.
Yeah.
Because so much of it is just, that's what you're doing. Like, what did you do? Drank around a fire.
It is an excuse to do nothing else.
We had conversations.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and but like, what did you do?
Read a book.
Fucking chilled out.
I think Jenna's hit the nail upon
the
top.
We went swimming in the river at one point, but and so it was fantastic.
Camped. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. That's what I did.
That's lovely.
Sound lovely.
So these beverages that I proffer before you are all of the leftovers from the camping excursion. From when we went into town for supplies.
Well, my beverage is delicious. Thank you.
Yes, mine is, again, little back end, but still pretty cool.
Yeah, I do apologize. I did my best.
No, this is a fine offering unto the Jenna gods.
These are the things that we found in the gas station which was also the liquor store.
There was a slushy machine.
Because it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it's the gas station liquor store that was just like, well, you know, we'll take a case of this and a case of this and a box of this and a
Look, I'm not going to lie. I've picked up Spotted Cow for you from a Wisconsin gas station before. Yeah. I'm like, this is the cheapest but awesomest gift I can get them.
Pretty much.
Fairly accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, but yeah, that's mm-hmm. what it did.
Yeah. Very nice. What about you, James?
That sounds like a blast.
All right. Many so, things. I spent a lot of time working on my house.
Yeah.
I finally got many.
You got olives?
Many? I don't have olives. I want olives.
You
should get olives.
You have a good martini without olives.
Have you considered 30 to 40 olives?
I really drink martini. Martinis. Do you know what's in a martini salsa?
Deliciousness?
Frank Sinatra's phone number?
Oh, I should drink more martinis.
I'm pretty sure he's dead, but maybe his phone still works.
Yeah. Mm. I would just be fun to have, really.
Yeah.
You know you can make vodka martinis.
I know you can. It's not quite the same.
I don't know why you would.
Yeah, it's
I like a vodka martini.
I do too.
I like olives and I like vodka. But it's not quite the same. No. Like, if you get... It might do okay with, like, a pepper vodka, like a light pepper vodka
pepper
thing.
Pepper vodka that is might make an okay martini. The horseradish vodka, also a fantastic martini.
Like, those might make pretty okay martinis.
I tend to use... If I've got
that's
pepper...
That's not what you think of when you say martini.
Right. If I've got pepper vodka, I tend to make bloodies with it.
Sure.
But if I've got the horseradish vodka, then I will absolutely make a martini with it.
I mean, that sounds... Fair. I want a horseradish vodka martini.
They're
they're
pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
with like five olives in it.
Yeah, especially olives that are stuffed with things.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Oh, garlic olives. Mm-hmm. Fuck yes. So anyway, I hung a bunch of pictures in my house and other things. Like, I mostly spent the weekend organizing shit and hanging things.
What? You organizing things?
Well, here's the thing. I have gone through so many fucking boxes of unpacking. And I'm still not fully there yet, although, boy howdy, that basement is about to get a few things.
Giggity?
Yeah. I mentioned to a friend, I'm like, yeah, I have to go do basement things. And they're like, that sounds ominous.
Yeah. Did you warn the basement? Does it know to stretch first? Jesus.
It knows. It knows.
It has been waiting for this moment.
But in my dining room, along one wall, I have four Renfest certificates for years of service and my giant vilification tennis trading card thing of doom.
Yeah.
On another wall, I have my vilification tennis the Act of the Year award that we got. And then next to it in that corner, so like on the 90 degree angle wall. Mm-hmm. I have my little years of service thing for vilification tennis, my 15-year plaque. And then a little further down on the other wall, I have my unicorn award.
Nice.
And there is one spot that is empty because this year I'm going to be getting my 30-year service award. And that's where that's going to have to go because I don't have anywhere else for it to go, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out in 5 years' time if I have to move things later. That's,
We stack our service awards.
Mm. So, like, you just have the one frame and you
put the
one other
one frame and then the 15 goes over 10.
Huh.
Mm. I'll get my 20 this year and that'll go over to 15.
I got individual frames for all of them because I've dedicated...
That's completely fair. I'm not saying don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's what we do is we
right.
Well, especially when you have a family that is living with you and are also out at Fest and also part of acts. And
you've got a lot of stuff. Yeah. I just have old age and time.
Parsley, sage, old age and time.
God damn it.
Pow.
Remember me
what?
To the ones that
remember when.
What? Remember when? What?
I don't think we should dismember everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got, but yeah, I got, I think my solarium is actually done, which is nice to have a room that I have hung everything. It is completely just is a... set up and happy and yeah.
So you've hung everything. So that room is indeed
well hung?
Completed.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you took it to a dirty place. Oh. Oh my heavens.
I was going
to
say,
Salsa,
this is...
you're missing your pearls. Where's your pearls?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to clutch them.
So the, the sentence that you said, that my solarium is...
She said solarium, though, and that kind of bugs
solarium,
me.
Solarium, yeah.
Oh, no, I say that too, buggy.
Mostly completed.
You're
That's... I think that is a sentence that has been waiting in your mind for probably 20, maybe 30 fucking years.
About just, there. Yeah.
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 Ever since you played Clue the first time.
Oh,
I probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, and I got some of my knick-knacky things up and set out.
What about your paddy wax?
Not the paddy wax yet. Okay. They're kind of sitting on the,
not appropriate for
the
company.
Dining room table.
Jesus.
Have to
oh, they give you washed or bone. Something?
Huh?
You need to wash them and before you put them away, charge
well, no,
them?
No, I need to get bones first.
I thought
to give to the little dog.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't need to know what you're doing with your paddy wax then. All right.
I mean, what most people do with their paddy wax.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you do with your paddy wax?
Well, like, I keep my paddy wax in a box that slides under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I keep mine in the bathroom. That way, if I ever need to wax my patty, it's right there.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
Like in the shower, just pop a leg up.
Yeah, wax your patty.
Huh.
All done.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, less cleanup.
This might be the first time that Salsa's had a good idea.
Based off of a nursery rhyme. Great.
That we took way too far.
Oh, yeah. Us?
What?
Are my pearls also missing?
But I did go on an excursion yesterday.
Ooh, excursion.
Like a Ford excursion?
So I ended up getting from someone a slightly used Papasan chair.
Oh, yeah.
Like about a week before, and I paid money for it. That's fine. But they gave me an extra, not that kind of use. Jesus Christ.
I know. It was just. You spoke volumes with your. It's fine.
It's fine. It was. Yeah.
It's fine. It wasn't what I was looking for, though. Right?
Like hangs a fucking
so
tail.
It's got the bowl shape like a papasan, but it's fixed into a swivel. So like you can swivel in it.
Oh, interesting.
It's a bit more of a 70s kind of vibe, right?
Huh.
It is. It's fine, but it wasn't what I had in my brain thought I was purchasing this thing. But it was pretty cheap, and they threw in an extra papasan cushion that they had.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, now I just need a papasan frame, and then I can have a proper papasan and the swivel papasan.
That is not where I thought you were going with that at all.
Copper pot was where I thought.
No, I thought you were going to take one frame and attach it to the top of the other frame so you'd have a clam that you could, you could crawl inside
of it. Like the birth of Venus.
Exactly. And then you could climb in and put the top lid over the top of the bottom. And it would be solid. Just like encased in your own little papasan
womb. Yeah, you
can
watch videos on your phone and ignore the world. Yeah.
I can already do that. I live by myself.
Oh.
In a giant
house.
You
could be doing it in a papasan womb.
Yeah.
I could be, but I'm probably not going to.
I make
no promises.
That you were just going to throw the extra cushion down someplace where you had no other furniture and then fall asleep on it.
No. No, it needed a proper papasan chair.
Okay.
Or frame. So I put out to the Facebook, so I'm like, I'm pretty sure somebody had a frame, but I didn't have a cushion, and now I have a cushion and no frame, so who had that frame? And my friend was like, I have a frame. And so we initiated pickup.
And then it's Spartacus all over the place. I have a frame!
But I have a frame!
No, actually it didn't, which was a little weird. Okay. Usually that does happen on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I was like, eh. Okay. guess this is the frame I'm getting then.
Woohoo!
And I love this friend dearly, but this friend also has a massive amount of animals.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up this frame, and I already knew. I was like, it's probably going to need to be de-animaled before I can bring it. And if it was going inside of my house, it may have been a different story, but just on the front porch. I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a three-seat, basically a four-season front porch, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is, right? Like, I can probably be out there in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little outlet I could plug in a heater and just be like...
Nice.
Yeah.
Heat up the neighborhood?
No, just my front porch.
Oh.
Unless the neighborhood wants to chip in, in which case, talk about it.
Okay.
But, so, I get this thing, and it is covered in fur. And I was like, well, so I'm driving home with the windows down.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, my eyes are still getting watery, and I'm just like, whew, all right. But yeah, I get it out of the back. I have, like, my wipes and stuff, and I just, I'm wiping this thing down in every corner, every crevice to get the fur out.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I knew this was going to be a thing, and, like, I have a free papasan chair from a friend who is wonderful person. Like, this is the type of guy that, like, actually volunteers at animal rescue things.
Yeah.
And, like, wildlife, like, rehab stuff and all of this other. Like, he's an amazing sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very kind of him to give me this.
Hmm.
But I also have allergies. So it was like, so no complaints about it. It was just one of those, well, now I need to...
Yep.
Because my body sucks, I need to do extra work.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, got it in, and it fits perfectly.
Nice.
And yeah, my front porch is starting to get all set. I've got some stuff I still need to do with that, but then it will be ready. I need to do some cleaning of the desk, but then that will be ready. I need to get the stuff off of the dining room table, but then that will be ready.
Hmm.
Still don't know what I'm doing with my office. Fuck it. Is kind of where I'm at with that right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, my bedroom's pretty much set. Got a few things to hang in there, but it's all of like this tiny, piddly stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like just consistent piddly work set at this point. Yeah.
Got all the furniture, got the scenery, just looking for the set dressing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's where it's finding the homes, right?
Yep.
Where does this go? Where's this going to live? Ugh. Where do I do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's easy to figure out where the kitchen table goes, but it's that little thing that
kitchen
five people in the world own.
Right.
It's like, where are you going to live?
Yeah, like figuring out like plates and utensils and pantry shit and all of those things. Like, mm-hmm. I have a pots and pans rack. Guess where my pots and pans go?
In the cupboard.
Well, there's that one.
I was going to guess somewhere else just because you
actually,
would have a different
idea. Actually, my cast iron is on a shelf.
Yeah.
I'm not putting cast iron on a pots and pans rack, but I have actual other nonstick pots and pans that are on the pots and pans rack. So
they slide right off.
Whee!
I just never stay put.
God damn it!
So yeah, like it's just the. Like, I had a home for you at my old place, but I no longer have X, Y, or Z, or now I have this thing instead, and I've rearranged this thing. Where do I put you? It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm totally going to have everything done by next weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here for like 8 months. I still don't know where half my shit goes. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still looking at boxes over there going,
Yeah, that's like, it drives me insane to have that stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't have kids, so I don't have an excuse.
Isn't even a kid's thing. This is just a bunch of stuff that I've got that I don't go,
Yeah, but kids take up time and energy and all the rest of that.
Yeah,
like, it's one of those things. Like, plus, you moved from a house to a house.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I moved from a 6-foot apartment to twice as
to
much space.
Yeah.
And then also a basement.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I should have everything done. Now I have guilt.
Oh.
James, what have you been up to?
So many things. Going backwards, today, a friend saw a show that I was in where some of the characters are sort of caricatures, right?
Right.
And played for laughs. And one of those characters is an environmentalist. And the representation is not very flattering if you consider yourself to be an environmentalist.
Okay.
And so I was having a conversation with a friend who said, you know, yeah, it kind of sucked. And then I thought about it more and I was like, yeah, my character's really mean to that person. So that probably hurt more. I have plans to bring that up during a postmortem or something.
Right. But
then also, the other thing was, I was like, I would like to apologize. And that person said, what seems like a good apology for you? And I said, well, okay, so I've got this little collectible environmental pin I'm going to give to you. And then I'm also going to do research on these particular structures and how they fit into the environment. Because that was one of the things was like, yeah, these things that this character brought up that were disregarded actually do happen.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to know more about that.
Sure.
And then the third thing was I elected to go and spend a bunch of time outside today and just spend time with that person picking up trash.
All right.
Yeah. So that was what I did most of today. That's why I'm a little sun-drunk and punchier than usual.
Why do you keep punching people, James?
Why have you punched the sun?
Met people? Salsa, if I could punch the sun, I would.
No, story checks out.
Yeah, you've been in the sun. We both hate it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. I'm doing it for us.
Fuck that
okay.
guy.
Yeah. So there's sun. That. But it was a good experience, and I would do it again. But yeah, just... when figuring that a good apology for me is not only recognizing that something happened, but then also
doing
something about it.
Yeah.
So there's that. The other thing was I was supposed to go to Newborn Village. The thing. And I just, this is one of the first times where I've been invited to something. And I was just like, I fucking can't. It's happened
for
very
like because
rarely.
You're drained because I'm
I just was not feeling that number of people.
Oh sure.
And okay. The 4-hour car trip and
yeah.
You know, just the money, like the expense. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a huge expense or anything like that, but I was just like, you know, shit's
but gas
tight
is expensive
right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
yeah.
So, I did not go. Okay. But people that I know did and had a great time, which was wonderful. But I have a little bit of like missed that opportunity. But instead, what I did was go over to a friend's house and help with a retaining wall project. And
okay.
That felt amazing.
Being productive
yeah,
and
it was just
building
the two of
thing.
Us. Yeah, we were outside. I was shoveling dirt into a wheelbarrow and then bringing it over to a pile and emptying the wheelbarrow.
Okay.
That was it. It was great. It felt good to be doing things again.
Sure.
Yeah. As payment for that, aside from food, he also gave me a tape. He gave me two tapes. One of them is a Twilight Zone Christmas.
What?
Which I have never heard of.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I know of like Christmas episodes of the Twilight Zone, but I didn't know that there was a whole VHS tape. Because I have that tiny TV,
yeah.
right? And I acquired a VCR from this same friend.
Mm.
And he was like, hey, I found these. And now that you have a working VCR, I thought you might
yeah.
want them. So I got Twilight Zone Christmas, and I also got a copy of the MST3K feature film on VHS.
Oh my god!
To watch on that minuscule
that
television.
That is one of the nerdiest, most delightful things ever.
Fuck! It's so good. Oh my god! It was amazing. I just like one of the nights this week I spent just watching that. Mm. But then also on Saturday, after helping with the retaining wall, I just went over to my family's place, ate grilled food. My sister buys a series of fireworks, which is a problem, but she tends to go for like flashy ones rather than loud ones.
Okay.
Which I appreciate, fountains and sparkly things. So I like that a lot better. But this year was great. And the family navigated a number of political discussions, and everyone was great about it.
Oh, okay.
It was, there were like 9 of us there, and it was just, it was pleasant. The whole evening was pleasant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but that was my weekend.
Let me get this straight. You were an actor in a show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That you did not write.
I acted out parts of it that are improv.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were improvising as a character.
Yes.
That you did not write.
Yeah. But I'm still participating in a show.
Right, but shows got to have villains. Shows have bad guys.
Right.
That's not you. That's a character you're playing.
Right.
And because you felt so guilty about a character you were playing that you gave away your own personal possessions.
It's something that I did, something that I actively participated in, and something that came from my brain, hurt somebody in a way that I wasn't aware. Like, I accidentally stepped on somebody's foot emotionally. And so, yeah, I apologized not because I felt that it was demanded of me, but because I feel like if you learn that you have hurt someone by, like, Mystery Science Theater changed the name of one of its robots,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they found out that that name is
yes,
hurtful.
The show did.
Yeah.
Like, the robot itself didn't give away parts of itself because it was a character.
Right.
Like, there are people that are Nazis in movies. Literal Nazis in literal movies. They're right. acting. They're playing a character. Those and characters are probably affecting people
but
in negative ways.
When they do that, like, well, okay, let's get twofold deep into this. One, they're aware that what they're doing is bad. They are portraying a yeah. bad person.
Yeah.
I was not aware that what I was doing would be harmful. And so this is a lesson to myself about being more aware of this particular thing.
Okay, but it was still not you. It was still the character doing it.
I don't really see that as an escape, and here's why. Werner Klemperer, who
yes.
portrayed Colonel Klink
yes,
in Hogan's Heroes.
Yep, he was in a concentration camp.
He agreed to do that show
yes.
and portray this
uh-huh.
bad guy if, in that show, he was always an idiot.
Yep.
And
yes.
as long as the Nazis never won anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was always
an upense
that came.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, lacking that, and of being oblivious to the harm that I was doing, I took it as a lesson of something to be more careful about and something to be aware of.
I mean, I definitely get that. I completely understand that, like, oh, I learned something now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I would feel guilty about not knowing things in the past.
An apology doesn't always have to be feeling guilty.
I know. I'm just... I feel like you took it way more personally than was warranted.
Salsa has just met me, is what he's saying.
Right. Like, I honestly, listening to the both of you talk about your perspectives on this, like, I don't think either one of you is wrong or right. I think James did exactly what James would do for how James views how the James, world James and how is, he interacts.
Yep.
And that would definitely not be what Salsa would do for the way he views and interacts with the world. And I don't think either one of those is necessarily wrong. Mm-hmm. Actually, instead of making an assumption, Salsa, what would you have done in that situation?
I would have gone, oh, interesting.
All right. Like, I would have been like, oh, hey, I didn't know that. Thank you for better educating me. I'm very sympathetic to your position, and I'm going to try to do better. I don't even know that I would apologize per se.
Sure.
But I would portray sympathy and understanding and whatever. I definitely would not take it to the lengths that you have, but we are different people.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I would never expect that of someone.
I think the big thing is that when somebody says, "Hey, you hurt me," not to be a dick about it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Don't get defensive.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get, you know, whatever.
Sure.
I think if it was me and Salsa and I was the person that was hurt and he started doing all of the things that you said you were doing, I would be confused. And a little offended because that's not the relationship Salsa and I have.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I would definitely say thank you for teaching me, but it's a character that I'm playing.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and yes, characters can be assholes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, okay, yeah, but here's the other thing is that I'm not sure your character was intended to be an asshole.
That's also part of it.
Okay, but your character can be intended to be ignorant.
I don't think that was
your
the intention.
Your character can be unaware.
I think
the character was unaware because I'm unaware.
Okay,
as an actor.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, if James is playing a character that is not intended to be villainous, those things can come across as harmful.
Okay.
Or not even villainous, but just ignorant of a thing. I've played characters who are...
No, like, that's, absolutely. That was my point, though, James.
Yes, exactly.
That was exactly my point.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Just, friend was hurt. You acknowledge the hurt.
I just,
But, yeah.
Wanted to make sure I understood.
Would have handled that in different ways, and I don't think any one of them was wrong for our characters and personalities.
Yeah.
He was explaining what happened, and I was confused by what was going on.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, I probably would not have taken it to those lengths. Okay. I feel like I would have been the middle ground for the way both of you would have reacted. But again, like if you started being like, for this type of thing where you unknowingly did a thing that was harmful to me, if you were like, I'm going to come over and clean your yard, I would have been like, please don't.
Sure. Yeah, you're going to fill it full of hostas.
Jesus Christ!
I'm not saying I would obstinately be like, no, that's my character, and like do it again. I would probably make different choices next time.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's I think for me it's about severity.
Yes.
And the severity that can happen within a relationship is different than severity in a specific contextual way.
Context is you're correct. Yeah. Yep.
So.
That is also a good point.
Still, man, that's a lot, and I hope that was received well.
It was. It was. We had a great time, and the thing is, some part of this is also not something that I feel I owe that person, but something that I want to do for myself so that I know more and am doing more and will remember.
I mean, the whole how can I learn more? Are you willing to educate me more? Is great. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love learning. Learning's awesome.
Absolutely.
Do more of that.
Yes.
The world.
100%.
but yeah.
Interesting. Should we take a break?
Yes, I think we better.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I had started, I have a tiny battery-operated moon, and so as I was up getting ready, because I'm fucking fine with the darkness.
That's no moon.
No. It is. It's a moon. Yeah.
That's no moon. Oh, okay.
So
you see, it's a reference, James, to a movie. I know it's a little-known movie. That seems likely.
My butt is a moon.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a transformer. Sometimes it's a moon.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a 70-foot-tall robot with lasers. So
that's concerning.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
Oh, my God.
And it's that time of the show where we don't know what the fuck to talk about, so we let the internet do it for us.
Okay.
We're going to do a random internet word generator.
Yeah, none of the topics we have are appropriate.
I mean, that's in general, but like...
Has that ever stopped us?
When it's legally inappropriate.
If it was inappropriate, that's where we do talk about it.
Inappropriate. Somebody made a channel in the Discord server.
Yes.
Somebody else locked it down to you must be this old to enter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I kept intending to do that and then fucking forgot.
The fact that anybody under the age of 18 would listen to this show is disturbing to me.
The fact that anyone over the age of 18 will listen to this show is a little disturbing.
Anybody listens to this show surprises and delights me.
The fact that anyone greater than or equal to the age of zero exists is...
Look, we're not here to quibble over when subscription to the podcast begins, okay? That's not...
Oh, God.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, don't even start with me. I will rant. What is our word? Give us a fucking word before I go off.
This is why
I've
random
been
word.
Trying to not this go off
is why
on
random
fucking
word.
Bullshit.
The word today is...
Please don't be abortion. Please don't be abortion.
I kind of want it to be this one, but I'm not getting to.
Oh, God.
No, just I want to troll Jenna with the word snow, but I'm going to go with the word musical.
Okay.
Musical. Oh, my God. I loved musicals growing up.
Hmm.
I did several musicals growing up and into my mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
There is something about the escapism in a musical. Because, surprise, people don't generally actually in real life burst into song and dance.
I feel like those people must not hang out with us much.
Yeah. The normal people don't do that.
Yes.
It's usually not choreographed. Yeah. Like, when we burst into song and dance...
How do people deal with daily life?
I don't understand.
They watch musicals.
Either.
Oh.
I don't understand people, so I'm the wrong one to ask.
Yeah.
But no, I love the escape, because you have to have a certain amount of buy-in to watch a musical.
Oh, yeah.
You have to accept that things are going to get a little weird from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love that. I think my favorite role that I played was Bonnie from Anything Goes. Which, here's the thing about Anything Goes, is that Bonnie isn't in every version of Anything Goes.
Oh.
Sometimes the character is Ethel. I think it's Ethel. I don't remember. but does not have song and dance numbers. Right. If you know the Bonnie version, you're just like,
okay,
what?
Fuck is this?
I believe it got rewritten at one point and involved somebody who, I think the rewrite happened either because an actress could sing and dance or because she couldn't. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which way it went. I don't
didn't
know.
Didn't want to do that.
I think it was that she couldn't sing and dance.
Gotcha.
Because Cole Porter wrote Heaven Hop.
Yeah.
Which is Bonnie's song. Up in heaven's happy portal.
So why wouldn't you just
hire
somebody who could do the thing?
I don't know. Name recognition? Maybe?
Probably a name recognition thing.
Because nepotism? There's only one person that people recognize their name of.
Nepotism. This is my goddaughter. She's going to be in the show.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, there are two versions of it out there, and I got to be in the good version.
Hmm.
The one where you don't sing?
The one where they have Froger.
Piss off.
I mean, that sounds awesome. You just basically walk around and then get paid for it.
No, I got to do it twice. Both versions had the Bonnie character, and once I was Bonnie, and once I was miscellaneous
Clyde.
Person. No, there is no Clyde.
Blinky. Yeah.
Mooney.
Inky.
Oh, Mooney. Oh, Mooney. Yeah, there is Mooney. It was
Mooney.
Bonnie.
Mooney!
I have concerns. but I love being in musicals. I love watching musicals. I don't do as much as I used to. I haven't been in a musical proper in forever, but... there is something about the skill set behind it that is just awesome to me.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to act, not only do you have to be able to sing, but you have to be able to sing while doing aerobics.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just like,
and not
fuck.
Sound like you're doing aerobics.
And not sound like you're doing aerobics. And that's insane. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's
opera with dancing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, opera can have some dance. Yeah. There's opportunities for dance. That was for you, James.
I mean,
that was for you.
It was delicious.
I hope you liked it.
Ballets traditionally happen in operas.
It's true.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, so my mother was a music teacher. She had her master's degree in music. Growing up, the movies that we had in our house as VHS tapes were musicals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we had Disney movies, musicals, and, like, five other things.
Right.
You know?
A little bit of church music on the side.
Movies my dad liked, you know?
Yeah.
Old West.
From Russia with Love. And Shane.
No James Bond, but we had the Sean Connery Hunt for Red October.
Oh, God, that's such a good movie.
It was really good. Yeah, we wore the shit out. We wore that movie out. But, yeah, it was Disney movies, musicals, and a couple other things. But musicals is what I grew up on.
Sure.
Those are the movies that I grew up in. It wasn't until I was embarrassingly old that I realized that most people did not just have a collection of musicals in their house. I know, right? But it was, that is how
today,
I grew up.
Today years old.
Yeah. But it was always amusing because... Like, my cousin was over one day, something about musicals, and he was complaining about how silly they are because in real life, people don't just burst into song. And as he was saying that, one of my brothers bursts into the house singing and just in the middle of a musical number. And my poor cousin was just like...
When you're a jet, you're a jet.
Yeah, it was just like... Yeah. No, I was just making a point here, and never mind.
Look, can we just pretend that I didn't have this conversation with you? Yeah.
But that was completely normal for me. Those are the movies I grew up watching.
Yeah. Sure.
And so, like, we had a resurgence of this a few years ago when we had, like, we had Moulin Rouge, and we had what were some of the other ones that came out at that time period?
During that time period, I'm trying to think.
The Beatles one, something about the universe.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah, Across the Universe.
Mamma Mia, Across the Universe, Mamma Mia. Yeah. Yeah, a few of those came out, and it was just like, I was fucking pumped.
I've never made it all the way so through happy. Across the Universe without having to pause it to go have sex with someone.
Huh.
And it's a weird thing, but it keeps happening.
Interesting.
I mean, it's got to be better than the Beatles.
I haven't watched this at all, so I think I need to, run a counter experiment.
Don't look at me!
Joe. No. I was looking at the both of you, but not for those reasons.
I'll be the controller.
I like you, Jenna, but no.
No. Ew.
No.
No, you're like a brother. That's gross. Ugh. No, you missed me saying Joe.
No, I heard it, but you were making eye contact with me while you were saying it. I was a little creeped out.
Save me.
I unfortunately because the theater that we the theater program that we had growing up, I never had the opportunity.
That reminds me of a thing. I did. I think the first musical I was in was freshman year. I played Lucy in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Please be shocked and surprised that this is how I was cast. but senior year, and I think the reason why this didn't jump into my mind for musicals right away, this is my favorite, quote, musical that I was ever in. Senior year, like, the theater department was just a shambles. And my senior year, we kind of, like, tried to reinvigorate it and pick it back up. We got a new theater teacher. He was really gung-ho about getting things off the ground. The only reason we had had a musical my freshman year is because the orchestra teacher that year was like, no, we're putting on a musical. Or the choir teacher. So yeah, the music department put that on, and the theater teacher was like he was a couple years to retirement and just did not care anymore. So senior year, we get new theater teacher, and he's like, we should do a musical in the spring. That's what schools do. And I'm like, cool. How? Like, you haven't budgeted for this. You don't have a lot of actors. We don't have whatever. So what he did basically is he got a bunch of the theater kids proper to write a script around a musical review. That he got copies for.
Okay.
And the whole premise of the show was that we were casting for a musical.
Gotcha.
Or we were in rehearsal for a musical or something.
That way you could vignette it together.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. Yeah.
That's weirdly smart.
Yeah. No,
that's clever.
It worked really fucking well. And so this was my senior year. This was Steve's freshman year. And so I played the director in the show. I was also like the student director.
This is my surprised face right here.
My brother played the stage manager.
This is also my surprised face. Right.
Helping with stage management stuff.
Already.
Was it stage manager? I think it was stage manager. Shit.
I'm sure he'll correct us.
He will correct us, but I'm fairly confident it was stage manager. And so the whole thing with the vignettes is that I was a bitch. And
story checks out.
My poor brother had to kind of be the go-between between the bitchy director and the rest of the tech staff.
Story checks out.
I kept firing actors. And then they would just come back for the next song. So the choir actually sang the songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, like, there were a couple of people that, like, you know, were a little bit more theatrically inclined. And so they got to, like, you're out. And so they would walk off and then just walk around and walk back on and in a place, like, and of course, my character never noticed. And my brother and I got to have a very heartwarming scene where he confronts me and is like, you're being a bitch. And I'm like, yeah, my life's pretty shitty. And he's like, stop being a bitch. Also, that sucks. And I'm like, okay. Like, that was, it was, but, you know, it, we played it real deep and real good.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we pieced together a musical so that our school could have a spring musical
that
year.
That's fucking awesome.
And it's my favorite for a couple of reasons. Number one, we fucking did the work. We did the writing. We did the stage. We did all of that stuff. Number two, I got to play opposite my brother. Yeah. And that's fucking awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
You're honestly, you're halfway to a chorus line.
It's true, actually. Fuck.
Yeah.
If only we'd written it before we were born.
Look, we decided we weren't having this discussion.
Oh, God damn it, no. Fuck you. So, anyway. But yeah, that is my favorite musical, but like it doesn't jump to mind right away because it wasn't a musical, sure, but it was a musical, but it wasn't a music.
Right.
Yeah, it was musical in quotes.
No, that's brilliant.
Yeah. It was it was so fun. It was fun to play opposite my baby brother.
Aside from being in a bunch of musicals, you know, like Christmas programs at church, things like that, my mom was part of the chamber orchestra and plays the piano extraordinarily well and had originally been contracted by a company called Cross with the Cross Players to do community musical theater.
Okay,
and they started with Fiddler on the Roof and things like that.
Okay.
And she was just there to help audition people.
Sure. The accompanist to help
not,
with.
Not 1,000% sure exactly how they got her in there and what the...
Sure.
But it was
like
also
all
like,
community theater, they just slowly reeled her in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they did Fiddler on the Roof, they did Man of La Mancha, they did a bunch of other stuff. And then she actually got to perform in one of the shows called No, No, 1,000 Times No, which is has like a snidely whiplash feel to it. So as, you know, the bad guy is twiddling his mustache and carrying the fair damsel over to the train tracks, she's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun on the piano. And there's somebody holding up cue cards for the audience. No, no, put her down, put her down. Oh, the everything. Fucking, it's an amazing show.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the so she just kept helping them with that, and
that's how community theater gets
so I would be there for all of the rehearsals for Carousel, for Music Man, for all that stuff. And so my entire upbringing, every summer I watched a musical being put together.
Nice.
Up until the point where I started participating in them.
Sure.
Which was fucking great.
Man, I saw a picture of you when you were a little one with, like, no facial hair. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was like really weird. Yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Like, you didn't have the long hair, I don't think. Like, it was, like, generic boycott type thing, and there was no facial.
Like it
was so weird.
I don't
it was
like
so
it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've seen you without facial hair. I don't like it. I'm not even going to picture
like it either.
I'm not going to picture it in my head.
Yeah.
I thought you looked fine in the picture, but
it's weird.
It was definitely not the James that I know. I was like, huh.
Yep. So, just got heavily involved in musicals and things like that for a number of years. And then went to college, was in a couple of different productions.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things was at my first college, I got involved in the fraternity there, and most of our extraordinarily drunken nights would end with, you know, 7 or 8 of us who were still alive and powerfully drunk, putting on the Man of La Mancha soundtrack and
just
belting it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. So I came to love this. And then I moved up to St. Cloud and went to St. Cloud State, and I was in the green room and was like, oh yeah, you know, blah blah blah, I am I Don Quixote, and someone just goes, no.
Oh God,
never in here. And I was like, what happened? And they were like, 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
in the ancient mists of time, at the sophomore year of, right, like,
yeah,
yeah, apparently they had sought to do something very similar, and they put on what they felt would be an easy-ish production.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Man of La Mancha requires something like 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they took everyone.
Oh, no.
And they still came up short. So some people were doubled up, and they
like
had
you
like
do.
Two mule drivers in the and the guy playing Don Quixote couldn't fucking sing, couldn't carry a note in a bucket,
no,
and couldn't carry a note in a hockey duffel bag, like just fucking tone deaf all day. But who else were they gonna get?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And the whole thing fucking lit on fire, basically. Yeah. Every aspect of the show went at least that badly. And so it is unusual in community and college productions to close them after, like, a weekend when multiple weekends are planned.
Yeah.
But they did.
Some outgoing senior had walked into that theater and just went, Macbeth, 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 Macbeth.
Yeah, something, yeah. Blah, 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 the Scottish play. Do you mean Macbeth?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Right.
I hope nobody's listening to this in a theater right now.
I hope they are.
But yeah, no.
Because it's
the
bullshit,
entire
but...
the in- I was in... a production of Macbeth that was less cursed than
wow.
that. And I almost fell and stabbed myself with a sword. Fell between the scenery.
You told me about this.
Yeah. We've heard this.
Jesus.
Oh,
so,
my God.
But that's when somebody's like musical, that's one of my favorites. And that story immediately is attached. It is the trailer on the car of that show.
Yeah. See, like I said, we had musicals growing up in our house, and that meant that not only did we have the Rodgers and Hammersteins, you know, stuff that you know, and the Music Man and the and Don Quixote and stuff, but we also had some of the more artsy stuff.
Oh.
Like we had
like Cats?
No.
Cabaret?
I mean like Cabaret, yes, but we also had like the Bob Fosse Pippin.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And we had Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
I haven't seen that one.
And and some of these other ones. Like we had three
but
or
that
four.
I haven't seen it is
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, we had three or four Fosse movies. And like, yeah, it just some of those were just like, oh, I don't know what's going on, but I feel funny. Like, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off gets very esoteric at points. Yeah. It's very
David 70s. Lynch of musicals.
Like, but like Ben Vereen was awesome in Pippin and stuff like that. But then like we got into the Fosse dance numbers where Pippin is like meeting girls and things like that. And it was like, oh, people are getting naked on stage. What is going on? I'm like 13, 14 years old going, I'm sitting in a room with my mother. I don't know what to do.
Oh,
what is going
my manager.
On? What was the musical that about Bob Fosse?
Well, this just got meta.
Oh, what was that?
I have no idea. You were out musicaling me.
No.
Okay, I do love Godspell though.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Joe loves Jesus Christ Superstar. He calls it his favorite snuff film.
oh my God.
Yep.
Of fucking course he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that story checks out. Okay.
Yeah. No, he fucking loves that one.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah. So does Riga, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But no, I was definitely a Godspell girl. There... I thought of a thing, and then it just floated away. God damn it. How much vodka's in this drink? I don't know. I enjoyed doing some stuff with, like, Heritage Theater. Mm-hmm.
All that jazz.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the end of All That Jazz, when he dies, and it's just...
Aww.
Naked people running around and just drugs and trippiness going on. Again, little 14-year-old me is going, I don't... What's going on? Sorry about that. Yeah, but all that jazz. Fucked up movie.
Yeah. Well, and so, like, there's the old, like, Singing in the Rain is glorious.
Oh, sure. I didn't get to see that until I was probably in my 20s.
I have stories about that one, but they involve other people, so I don't know if I can tell those ones podcast, but I will tell the two of you after.
Yeah.
So doing Heritage Theater, I did a few shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I think as an extra, my favorite extra moments was in their production of My Fair Lady.
Oh.
All of the lead actors were, none of them were prima donnas. So, like, everybody was just there as a team to, like, build character and background and have fun with that kind of shit. Not that any of it really mattered, but it was, like, more for fun, right? More for fun, for play, whatever. So, like, I was the cousin of one of the leads, and, like, I ended up, I was in the show with Greg Holdsworth.
Mm-hmm.
He played the ambassador, the one that tries to figure out.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got to be his dance partner.
Ah.
And they put me, here's the thing about doing musicals. When I was a size 4,
mm-hmm.
costumers fucking loved me.
Huh.
Because I was a life-size doll that they got to play with. And here's what happened, is they were trying to figure out who was going to be the dance partner with Greg. As he is, because you don't follow the same dance that everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, during the dance, he's trying to weave in and out and kind of sneak. And, like, I can dance reasonably well. Like, sure. I generally white girl dance if it's improv. But, like, you know, like, if I know what I'm doing, where I'm supposed to be going, things like that, I've got good courage.
Choreography well.
I really do. important for many things that I've done in the theater world. Whoa. So anyway, so they picked me, number one, because I could do that, but number two, because the costumer had this incredible fucking dress that she wanted to put me in. It had a train with, like, the little wrist doodad.
Yeah. Jeez, oh, yeah.
Oh, and it was pink and sparkly, and it was just... Oh my God, all the fucking way.
You can flourish the fuck out of that thing.
Oh, yeah, I could. So, like, a part of that decision was, like, well, who can we put in the fanciest dress? And they're like, ha ha!
90% frosting by volume. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was super fun to play that with Greg specifically, too, because we had kind of our in jokes. And it was, started doing a little bit of a flirty with him, and he was like, kind of a thing, and we got to play with that. And I think that, like, yeah, there was so much in that as an extra where I'd never felt like an extra. That was just great. Mm-hmm. Like, they always made sure everybody had something that they owned. And being an extra, you can do some really fun background stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a lot of fun with that. I think people undervalue the role of the extra, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, here's to extras. Cheers.
Bonk.
We had, like I said, we didn't have in my school a theater program to speak of.
Right.
It was a bit of a running joke, honestly. You'd get cast in the senior play, and then you just fuck around, and people would laugh at how much you were fucking up, and that was the joke.
Okay.
It was unpleasant. All right. But we would go to... I grew up in South Dakota, and there was, I'm trying to remember, which it was one of the ethnicity days that we had Czech days and Danish days and Oktoberfest and you know
I did not know
what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah, like the nationality. Yeah,
I can't remember if it was like the Oktoberfest or if it was the Danish days. I think it was Danish days.
High school Oktoberfest. Just sounds miserable.
But we would go to a town nearby and they would have all these, you know, cool things. It's where I got to see rope being made. You know, the old fashioned with the old cast iron cranks and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
You know, and historical reenactments of stuff and then there would be the musical. And we would all pile into the high school gymnasium and it was a community theater musical. But that's where I first saw Anything Goes and stuff like that. Mm. But it was where I first discovered Gilbert and Sullivan.
Sure.
Because Gilbert and Sullivan is a subgenre all to itself. And that is definitely something that I would love to be involved in at some point, would be a Gilbert and Sullivan production.
The Pirates of the Orient.
Oh, that would be so good.
Kevin...
The Kevin Klein.
Klein, yeah.
Pirate King is...
Somebody just showed that
divine.
To me, and it's...
Divine.
It's so fucking
Kevin
great.
Klein's Pirate King is amazing.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Klein.
Every part of that film is amazing.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But yeah, no, I would do Gilbert and Sullivan in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear listener, hey, weigh in on all that nonsense that we just said. If you were listening, then you know what you want to say, and if you don't have anything to say, then don't. But otherwise, go to our Discord, write down your thoughts, or message it to us directly if you don't feel like being public about it.
I am going to post a link in our Discord.
Do it.
It's a sketch and it's delightful.
Do it.
Do it.
So go to the Discord and find out.
Do it now.
No,
all right. And we are going to take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
They had just apparently never heard it before.
Huh. I've been there.
What if today's 10,000? I mean,
not with you, but...
Goodness, no.
Yeah, no. He's like your brother. Oh.
No! Gross!
Why would you...
Yuck! Why did you do that?
Why would you even...
That's disgusting. You're disgusting.
Sometimes...
There was no need for that, James.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, do I need a Venus Rhinestone jumpsuit?
And we're back. I'm sorry. What the fuck?
I'm confused.
It's got rhinestones on it, and it's a jumpsuit, so I can look sparkly and not pee all at the same time.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
It's got a matching hat, and I'm Jenna.
Does the hat also not let you pee?
No, it traps heat to keep me warm on cold nights.
Huh. Which makes her have to pee.
Which makes me have to pee.
Being cold makes her have to pee. Being too warm makes her have to pee.
Drinking
fluids
much.
Makes her have to pee.
Drinking not enough.
Makes her have to pee.
But not as often.
God damn stupid biological meat soup.
Oh, right. God.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Oh, Stefan Senpai! Stefan Senpai's opening thoughts on this are... Being stuck at home with COVID this past week has got me thinking about Saturday morning cartoons. Ooh. And how it kind of sucks that they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Who has time to choose what cartoons they want to watch?
It's true.
Ready?
Oh, yep.
Question number one. The 80s... or the 90s?
90s.
Ooh. 80s.
90s.
80s cartoons. Free.
Oh, fucking X-Men. Oh, my shit. God.
No, X-Men, okay. TMNT. TMNT. No,
yeah.
These are good. These Darkwing are good. Duck. These are good.
Yes.
I counter with the Smurfs.
Okay.
The Snoods, the Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright was Rainbow pretty Bright. Good.
Bright. Yeah.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Wuzzles?
Gem and the Holograms. That was
Gem
80s.
Oh, shit. That Gem was the 80s.
That was definitely 80s. Yeah.
That was 1987.
Very
80s. 1987, 1988, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. That was also... they had the cartoon cop show with the robot dog and the guy who had the cuff that shot out of his arm.
Inspector
he was a long
Gadget?
Arm.
Do.
Different
Inspector
from that.
Inspector Gadget. No. Oh.
But it also Inspector Gadget was
Inspector
1980s.
Gadget.
That was 80s, yeah.
I think it was just called Cops.
Not
yeah.
familiar with this one.
Yeah. Nope. Not ringing any bells.
But the 1990s also had the Sonic Saturday morning cartoon show, which was quite good.
I don't know. That one doesn't hold up. I'm going to say
that's
right
fair.
Now.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs was 1980s.
Was
Rocket
and
Bullwinkle, was that 70s?
Yeah, that was the 60s and 70s, yeah.
I wasn't sure if that extended into the 80s or not.
They definitely played it occasionally.
Yeah, I know they played it. I watched it, but I wasn't sure if that was...
Yeah.
If they were still making it in the 80s.
Camp Candy was 1980s.
I remember Gargoyles.
Oh, shit.
Never actually saw it.
Oh.
No. I have been told many times, my wife included, has said I must watch Gargoyles.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I don't want to watch Gargoyles because apparently all of the Next Generation was
and Keith David.
Yeah. It's pretty
fucking
glorious.
But I've never had the chance.
Oh. Yeah. You should find one.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Oh, now I know what I'm doing.
So, I think the cartoon game hit it big in the 1990s. 1980s, I have very fond memories of a lot of those shows, but a lot of them were just toy commercials.
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin.
He-Man.
He-Man.
He-Man, come on.
Creepy-ass
He-Man.
Teddy bear.
He-Man, have you seen the toys that made our childhood or whatever that was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, He-Man... was literally just a toy.
Oh, so is Transformers.
And they loved it. The reason they loved it so much is because they could literally take any genre and mash it together. They were like, we've got
this is a space
robots
arm. This
and
is
dragons
a, yeah.
and space and whatever. It's just like,
any idea works.
He's got a cyborg eye and fish gills and a belly that shoots lasers and boom, He-Man villain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so toy manufacturers could just take bits and pieces off of different lines and just mash them together.
So I think 90s ended up having more of story arcs and more storylines that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. The 80s, when I think Saturday morning cartoons, I definitely think 80s cartoons.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Smurfs and stuff.
Yeah. But like, if I now were to have to pick one of the decades for me to watch as I am today.
Right.
90s. I would definitely go 90s on that.
I don't know, but some of the reboots that are coming out are from the 80s. Like
Reboot
She-Ra.
Was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Huh?
Reboot itself was in the 90s. I know that's not what you were saying.
Wow.
Reboot.
I'm not familiar with this
don't
one.
Don't ignore it.
But like She-Ra and He-Man, those were 80s.
They
those
were from the 80s, but those reboots are not 80s
those,
cartoons.
No, they're very much so not.
No. Thundercats.
Thundercats.
What did you just call me?
Voltron.
Fuck. Mm. Okay.
Voltron. Voltron.
No.
And Transformers.
I had a Voltron lunchbox.
Transformers.
The first thing I ever asked for was Transformers.
Aww.
My parents were like, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, Nietzsche. And they were like, we aren't getting you a book by Nietzsche. That's a little advanced. And they had no idea until they saw an ad.
Yep.
It was more than meets the eye. And they were like, that's the thing.
I had a Voltron belt buckle.
That's fucking cool. I had a Voltron lunchbox.
Awesome.
Yeah. Belt buckle's pretty cool.
I had like a strawberry shortcake, like nightgown.
Yeah.
Like a little kid nightgown thing, yeah. And I wasn't excited about it.
I know Jenna isn't going to like the Care Bears, but Care Bears was 80s.
No. I have told you my thing on the Care Bears.
No, absolutely. And you're not
Have I
wrong.
Done this rant on the you're podcast? Not,
yes, many, a few times.
I will do it again if need be. Honestly, if anybody needs a refresher and you want my Care Bears rant, fucking come to me. I will go at it.
I always liked the Care Cousins more, but the Care Bears. Yeah.
Care Bear Cousins were cooler.
No, the entire franchise is just... right-wing propaganda.
Oh, what was it called? There was a short-lived cartoon. Dear listeners, if somebody knows what the fuck this is, let me know.
Stephen will.
It was NFL football mascot. Like, not mascots, but like little characters running around. In it was basically tiny body, big helmet, but it was like NFL football characters running around.
Oh.
Like the mascots and things like that.
No, I don't think
like
I ever saw that. At first, I thought... you were talking about either Mutant League football.
No, this was or, this was way back in Care Bears, like animation style,
or King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, where they were a football team pulled from the 1990s and brought back into ancient times by Merlin.
Rainbow Bright.
I enjoyed Rainbow Bright. I could not tell you about any episode of Rainbow Bright.
There's that.
I enjoyed watching.
Also, My Little Pony. That was an 80s one.
That was.
Yeah, I didn't get into My Little Pony.
Mm-hmm. My sister did.
Yeah, that's fair. There was another one I was thinking of, and now I just spaced on it.
But Strawberry Shortcake is that one for me, where I remember vividly seeing it and enjoying it as a kid, but I couldn't tell you anything
about it.
About
it was kind of the same thing, yeah. Same show, same thing.
Yeah. God, I had another one. Fuck, that's going to annoy me. Anyway, I'm gonna go
another 80s or 90s one. Another 80s or 90s one that you were trying to remember.
Yep. Yes.
Pee-wee's Playhouse was on in the 90s.
I don't remember. Literally do not remember.
Okay, but I was wondering what era. I wasn't getting that you couldn't even remember that.
Yeah. Do not remember.
Okay,
Pee-wee's Playhouse was on in the 1980s, and that was
cartoon,
extremely formative. It's not, but it was in with Saturday morning cartoons.
It's not a cartoon.
But it's not
because I was thinking of Fraggle Rock.
It did have cartoons in it. In fact, Blackula was the king of cartoons.
Okay,
was not a cartoon.
But it wasn't a cartoon. No, that one doesn't count. Yeah.
No, because my brain jumped to like Fraggle Rock, which was in my heart dearly, but it is not a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cartoon.
I concur with Jenna on this one.
Yeah. The Star Wars Christmas show has cartoons in it, but it is not a cartoon.
No, it is suffering.
Yes. So that's where I'm drawing that line. Nope, I'm going 90s.
All right. Question number two. The Disney Afternoon or Kids WB?
Animaniacs. That was the one I was thinking of.
No, damn it. Shit. That's a 90s one.
That is, and that's solid.
That is a solid fucking argument for the 90s.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep.
Tailspin
was also the 90s.
Yeah. Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger.
90s. That's a Disney Afternoon. Goof Troop, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, Rescue Rangers was so good.
No. Animaniacs was pretty fucking solid for me.
Yeah. Freakazoid.
I guess I'm going to go WB. We didn't have Disney, so WB was kind of what I got.
Well, I think the Disney Afternoon...
What was on Kids WB?
Hmm?
Kids WB was a block with Tiny Toon Adventures.
Okay.
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs eventually replaced Tiny Toon Adventures.
I think I'd have to go with that one.
Probably then. Freakazoid. Batman. Oh shit! Batman the Animated Series was in Kids WB.
Okay. I can already tell you, Disney Afternoon was not something I saw ever because it was an afternoon thing.
I watched both. I would switch between if one wasn't a personal favorite of mine, I would switch over to the other one. But like if I missed an episode of Batman, I would have been crushed.
Side story. So my daughter was watching old Batman animated series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was one scene where Batman like sneaks into a room. He's like investigating something and an answering machine picks up. And the person leaves a message.
Oh, no.
And my daughter says, like, there would be a device just there recording things. And I'm like,
fuck.
So my darling daughter, back before we had phone accessible voicemail, we used to have these things called answering machines. And that is exactly what that was. And that did that. And she was like, oh my God. So like anybody could just hear your voicemail messages. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. She's like, that's horrifying. I'm like,
yep.
That's what we had.
That's what we had.
Yeah.
And I felt so old.
Holy shit. Yeah. Yes, now that I've explained this to you, daughter, I will walk slowly into the ocean, never to return.
Yeah, Kids WB for me.
Yeah, I loved all of the shows on Disney Afternoon, but I have to agree. Yeah. Like, Gargoyles was Disney Afternoon, but I have to agree. Yeah, shit. Okay. Yeah. Batman alone.
Question number three. Serialized or episodic?
Serialized, which is why I like the 90s stuff more. I've already given my answer for this.
Yeah. It was a good call.
I'm going episodic because we did not have the... We didn't have the ability to watch them week after week.
Same. Mm.
Like, we would catch an episode here and catch an episode there.
Oh, you farm boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Pretty much. Also... Yes. But yeah, no, if there was a storyline going episode to episode, we just would not have any. To this day, I still don't understand people that can watch shows that are serialized on TV.
Like
on Netflix. Netflix has been the best thing for me because I can actually watch serialized things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Until that was a thing, I never saw serialized things because it just made no sense.
I gotta be here at this time.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Nope.
Sailor Moon.
Never really watched
I watched it, but I watched it episodically.
Steve and I would watch Sailor Moon together in his room because he had a TV.
Yeah.
And we would watch it in his room together before we left to go catch the bus. That was our morning tradition. I was never good at remembering things about it. I just really liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was good bonding time with my baby bro.
Yeah, and that does have that's. I think that falls into like Star Trek continuity.
Yeah,
because very rarely after the first like three or four episodes where everybody's being established, do you have a long term change to the overarching story.
Yeah, any show where it goes back to square one.
Yeah, other than like a villain swap or
right.
You know, we're adding a baby brother or something. Yeah. I gotta go episodic for the same reason. There's like that was one of the things that frustrated me about Gargoyles. No matter how much I loved it,
sure,
was that I would miss something and I'd be like,
God damn it!
And at that time, there was no way to go back.
There was no internet to search for the missing.
Until they got 52 episodes under their belts, they couldn't be in syndication. And then even if they were syndicated, you had to be there at the right time, and it had to happen to be that episode. And
if you missed it that week, again, it was another year.
I literally waited 20 years to see the Tiny Toon Adventures music video for They Might Be Giants, Istanbul, Not Constantinople.
Oh my God.
That's sad.
Because I would wait, like, every time I would wait, first with just a tape recorder to get the audio, but then eventually I was waiting with a VCR, and I was like, maybe it's today. Maybe today's the one. It never was.
No, I stumbled on that one by accident as a kid, and it was formative.
Yeah.
Well, they played that one several times, actually.
Oh, yeah. But then I was like, I really like this. I need to record it.
Followed immediately by Triangle Man.
Yeah.
Triangle
so
Man.
So good. So, anyway. Yeah, episodic.
Yeah, serial.
All right. Mm. Question number four. USA or Japan?
Japan. Some bitch.
So, I didn't really watch anime until I was in college.
Sure.
But Transformers and Voltron were Japanese.
Yes. The Transformers cartoon was American.
Was it? Okay.
For Japanese toys or toys that originally came from Japan.
Okay, but that was still American? Okay.
But Hasbro, I believe, made the cartoon from scratch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Voltron, though, I believe was a Super Sentai cartoon with a Japanese toy that the U.S. just anglicized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
That sounds right.
I wasn't sure where those went, but yeah. I didn't see really any Japanese animation until I was really in college.
My first was Sailor Moon.
My first one was Galaxy Express 3-9, and it was on a Saturday afternoon on Channel 23, just randomly, and my dad sat down and was like, do you like this? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, it's kind of, you know, from the same place as Voltron. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, let's see if we can get you more of this.
Mm,
yeah.
Good dad.
Yeah,
well
so
done.
He that was when I...
Because that conversation could have gone a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what the fuck is this shit? but no, he had a friend who, at Cray Research, who would take frequent trips to Japan for semiconductors and things like that, and would bring back cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started watching all kinds of stuff, Devil Hunter Yoko and Evangelion and a bunch of other stuff when I was pretty young. And
yeah, Evangelion. I mean, I'm 40 and Evangelion's probably still too young for that.
I still haven't seen it. Like, I was warned that's probably not one that I'm going to receive well.
No, yeah.
That I need to be in a specific headspace and well supported.
And whatever
to
you do not marathon Lane.
Jesus Christ. Never Big Bear had to take a sick day
again.
After that.
Oh.
Never again.
That one and
the long distance
oh
stare,
my
man.
God. Yeah.
Cool.
There are a few
the
hard fuck anime.
The power lines still makes
right.
me
right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
There are a couple that will do you in. But yeah, but I have to say most of what I watched as a kid were either American cartoons or Japanese cartoons that had been completely Americanized.
Sure.
Right.
Like even I watched Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty
got
fucking
Americanized. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this is, I guess, USA.
Mm.
Sad. Happy 4th of
That
July.
Having been said, that I nowadays, I think I would go with Japanese. Because I don't know if we're still going with our childhood.
Yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of American cartoons now, too, with Steven Universe and Owl House and She-Ra.
She-Ra. The new Carmen Sandiego was fantastic.
Oh, shit, it is good. Yeah.
Last Airbender is actually American.
It's
is
so
it really?
Good,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go USA. All right.
This time.
Question number 5.
5.
God damn it.
Yes. Or no.
God fucking damn it. I'm going to be optimistic and say yes.
No.
It sucks that I have to agree with one of you. I'm going to go with the tails option. You know, like, flip the coin, you get tails.
I get tails?
I'm going to say no.
I do have a great ass. What?
I don't know, but we're moving on. All right.
That's amazing.
Proud
of it.
That is all of the 5, and then we open up the second one. We go, question number 1, the 80s or the 90s? Which decade do you remember more cartoons from?
The 90s.
The 80s had He-Man, Rainbow Bright, the Care Bears, Transformers, Snorks. 90s had Mighty Max, SWAT Cats, Johnny Bravo, Mighty Gummy Bears, Max. King Arthur.
Awesome.
Gummy Bears? Oh, yeah.
Gummy Bears is
that 90s.
That was
90s.
That was Disney
I thought
Afternoon.
That was 80s. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. Yeah, no, 80s. I remember more 80s.
I
think I remembered more 90s.
Yeah, you did.
I got to watch more cartoons in the 90s.
Mm. I got to watch more in the 80s.
Because
by the time I was... By the time the 90s came up, I was old enough to have to go do shit.
Well,
go work in
because
the farm.
I would come home from school, I would do farm chores, and then it was the time of day when I would be there at the right time to catch Disney Afternoon. Like, almost the entire
block.
We
didn't watch TV in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents were both at work at that point.
Oh, so see, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when in the 80s, yeah. I was young enough to, whatever, I didn't have any responsibilities.
Perfect
in the
apex 90s,
I had shit to do.
Of everything that just let me be completely...
Awesome.
Yeah. Tuned in. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I think we all pretty well nailed that one.
Yeah.
Question number two, the Disney Afternoon or Kids WB, which children's programming block did you watch more often in middle school? Yeah.
I think WB.
I think we nailed that one, WB.
I think WB, yeah.
Serialized or episodic, when you were a child, specifically, did you prefer shows that had an overarching plot line like Gargoyles, which Channel 9 never aired in order, The Bastards?
Correct.
That's true.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's why I was so frustrated.
Or shows that were wrapped up in half an hour like Batman the Animated Series.
Mm. It was so good.
Yeah, episodic.
Yeah. I preferred serial. There wasn't a lot of serial.
Correct, yeah.
But, yeah, I like a good long story. I like interweaving stuff. So I always
Now that I can see all of them, I think Salsa also made a good point. Maybe it was you first. That's how this usually works. That now that I can stream and binge stuff
in order.
No, it was
actually
order.
Salsa on that
okay.
one. Yeah.
And But the onions and garlic.
But thank you for
garlic.
Thinking it was me.
Yeah, okay.
Because that never happened.
Right. but the, yeah, I think being able to actually see every episode really makes me a lot more inclined to watch serialized stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number four, USA or Japan? Where do most of your favorite cartoons come from? More specifically, I mean anime versus Western cartoons like Eek the Cat or Courage the Cowardly Dog. I understand that most animation work is performed in Japan/Korea/ that geographical area, regardless of who is producing the show.
Right. All of Futurama comes from Rough Draft Korea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's an American.
But it is an American cartoon.
Yeah. So, yeah, USA.
Yeah. Yeah. You already said this, James.
Yeah. I think my answer was correct. I think I have
your
watched
anime group is going to be really sad.
More American or Western cartoons.
Well, the thing is I love anime, but most of what I watch with anime, I wouldn't necessarily call cartoons. I think that might be it's much more. It's kind of like the difference between comic book and graphic novel in my head.
Sure,
okay. You know what I mean?
Like
cartoon in my head is like...
Superman is a comic book, but Sandman is a graphic
exactly.
novel. Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. And I feel like cartoons are something I like more USA style, but the anime is more of that like Sandman graphic novel thing for me. So I feel like maybe I'm just putting a false line in the sand.
I think more of the shows where I feel really like I want somebody to see it and watch all of it. Fuck.
Everything that you have coerced me to watch has been American.
Yeah. I think
that's
but
like,
She-Ra, Voltron.
Yeah, but that's it. For every Trigun, there's an Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the new Trigun?
I've seen stills from the thing, and I'm real fucking
seen the trailer?
Excited. I have not seen the trailer yet.
Okay.
We'll talk later. I'll watch it tonight when I get home.
Question number five, yes or no. Do you feel nostalgic for broadcast television programming that was scheduled by someone else? No.
We answered this question.
No, not at all.
this time I think it was Jenna, was like, I don't have time to pick what cartoons to watch.
No, I think that was Salsa.
Or it was Salsa.
Yeah.
Okay. But
wow.
Onions and garlic?
No, that one was me.
That one was you.
That one was me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I get you too confused sometimes.
It's because we both look so much alike. You're welcome, Salsa.
My schedule, there is no regular, I don't have a regular schedule.
Yeah.
It always baffled me in high school. People would be like, did you catch the episode of blah last night? And it was like, I didn't know it was on last night.
Yeah.
And it's just like, every Thursday at 5 p.m. I'm in front of the TV
same
watching
bad
this
time,
show.
Same
and
bad
it's like,
channel.
every Thursday at 5 p.m., I could be either in, you know, wrestling practice or in a field or
masturbating,
or you know, going into town for some reason or in church. I don't know. How do you have a regular? What is that? What is a regular schedule?
Yeah.
So no, I don't want to have somebody else pick the time and place. I want to be able to sit down and go, now I'm watching it.
I do, as much as I fucking hate advertisements, especially on YouTube videos and shit like that, and just like
just skip
the fucking shit, I do have a deep and abiding nostalgia for Saturday morning cartoon ads for Crossfire and for Capri Suns
for toys and games and
I want that. I don't want it.
The He-Man Gray Skull playset.
Oh my god. Yes. So
all the Transformers.
I feel like there are a couple of different services. Retro Crush does just programmed anime as a channel. You can also stream anime at your leisure, but it just has a constant stream.
Right.
And then Pluto TV also has channels, but all of their ads are grown-up ads. And it's always like, our mortgage, blah, blah, blah. Or if you have mesothelioma, right, you know, take this pill to increase you something, right? I don't want that. I want to know about Connect Four.
Right.
I want to know, you know,
how... Mr. Bucket.
Right.
Do, 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 do. Yeah. A Mr. Loop Bucket.
Louie. Yeah.
My buddy. My buddy. My buddy. Wherever he goes.
My buddy. My buddy and me.
Yeah.
Kid sister.
Nice. I approve. Yeah.
Yes.
Tasty. Oh. There we go. This fucking thing that just happened. But no, I think that like Retro Crush or Pluto TV could have like hit that nostalgia nail real fucking hard with the big hammer if they had programmed blocks of Saturday morning cartoon shows from eras
with
the ads in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just pull up like a stream, a YouTube stream of Real American Hero. Yeah. Have that have a block.
That was 80s too, right?
But I've pulled up videos. Pretty yes.
Sure. I want to say yes.
It was. Yeah. It actually started in like the 1960s.
Yeah, well yeah, but
I'm pretty sure. But I'll pull up videos of nothing but back-to-back old retro ads because sometimes they're just cultural, like weird cultural touchstones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah.
So, yes or no? I think yes is what I'm hearing from you.
I was incorrect, yeah.
No.
What was the question again?
Do you feel nostalgic for broadcast television programming?
Yeah.
Nah, not at all.
Like, if I watched it, I'd be like, oh, I remember this, but I'm not, I have no desire to go find it. This is really where I'm at. Like, like I'm going to go now.
I have nostalgia for waking up.
I also feel nostalgic every time I run into a Biff in the wild. That doesn't mean that
I remember waking up at, you know, 4:50 every Saturday to go and see Rocky and Bullwinkle and then go back to bed. You know, because that's when it was on.
Right.
But I would much rather, like, I remember that as a kid, and that was, like, a thing that was formative for me, but I would much rather watch it when I want.
I am not surprised that Rocky and Bullwinkle was a formative thing for you.
Oh, yeah, this fucking story, love that story fucking checks
that,
out.
Yeah, I had, fractured there was no doubt tales, in my mind that that was a thing that you
Peabody.
Were. Yeah.
Quiet, you.
Oh, yeah. No. Rocky and Bullwinkle all the way. Mm-hmm. All right. Closing thoughts. I know there are homebrew web apps that you can set up to stream your home media on a specific schedule, but whenever I start thinking seriously about that, I get a little overwhelmed at the prospect of planning the schedule myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to do it and worry about the scheduling later. Yeah. You know what else? I'm sad I couldn't get my podcast idea, Lost in Syndication, off the ground.
There are so many shows that came and went with stories that could be reworked into something really interesting if people were more aware of them. Mm. Anyway, I hope y'all are keeping safe and healthy. COVID sucks.
Yeah.
I would like to just say for the record, Stefan, you couldn't get your podcast idea off the ground
yet.
All right, then.
We did it. All right. Thank you so very much to Stefan. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and you do.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to the website, aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's that fucking easy. Don't forget to hit Submit when you're done. You can't just fill it out and then walk away. You have to hit Submit. But then it comes to me, and then I say the words, and that's all you're done. Your job is completely done.
Well, they should also listen to it.
Yeah, yes, but even if they don't, they don't have to. That's the beauty of it.
They don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
They could. You should.
Could.
But you don't have to. That's how easy it is.
And
it's
please
so
do.
Easy.
Please do it.
Do
Please
it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Jenna doesn't want to have to write
the next one. Do it. 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 Do it.
Does anybody have
Do it? Do it. Do it.
What about DeWitt?
I'm all right with DeWitt.
Yeah.
Fine.
Duet. We were talking about musicals.
No, no. DeWitt, the inventor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I did.
You go. A shout out to the that mechanic on Lake Street at the Goodyear place.
Oh, yeah.
Something bad happened, and they super made up for it took full responsibility. And they're a quality place. It's the first time that anything in my memory has ever come back less than stellar from them, and they handled it amazingly.
Nice.
So I will they have impressed me again.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out. Have I done this one already? Air conditioning units. No, AC's fucking oh my god. They're so glorious.
Yeah.
Fuck. They are fucking lifesavers. It's been a hot one this year.
Fuck.
And like, here's the thing. I like it hot. It's been hot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Way hotter than normal this year. We don't normally hit the kind of like upper 80s or lower 90s kind of stuff like this as fast as we did or as much as we have.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's a bit much, y'all.
Yeah, it's real fucking gross.
I'm not saying I'm looking forward to snow, but like, I do love my air conditioning unit. I know you are, Salsa.
Me too.
I mean, I was really tempted to give my shout out to Clinton DeWitt, just because it would be funny.
DeWitt.
But no, I also like air conditioning as well. And yeah, I'm going to give my shout out to camping.
Oh, nice.
Camping is awesome.
Camping is
That's all I need to say about that.
Solid.
All right.
Does anybody have a plug?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, I just have my streaming, so.
Yeah. The weekend of the 16th, that Friday and Saturday, which I believe are the 15th and 16th, will be the currently scheduled last two shows of Murder on the Mississippi, Death on the Dam. And please do go see it. It is very nearly sold out, if it is not already sold out. But it's a hell of a show, and I have to say that that experience is one that you are not going to get in daily life, because that lock and dam is usually closed to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in one of the shows right around sunset, it's jaw-droppingly gorgeous.
Yep.
It's fucking unbelievably beautiful.
Nice.
So yeah, go and see it, please. And then go
tell James you didn't like it, and he'll give you free shit.
Oh,
I'll definitely give you shit.
Oh, That was a real good response, James.
Yeah, no, that was solid. That was fucking solid.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's... oh, shit. This is not going to be out in time for tomorrow's Double Blind and Angela's musical.
Yeah. You missed it. Sorry.
I love you. I hope you saw it.
I am doing streaming. Last Wednesday, we had some technical difficulties. The family attempted to play Tiny Tina's Wonderland. and somebody's graphics card was not able to handle it. No. It got hot. That fan just went, nope, fuck it, I'm out. So the graphics card has been replaced.
Oh, wow.
Everything has been tested. We are a go for running Tiny Tina's on Wednesday. So log in for that. Also, make sure to give me a follow at Auntie Isla. I'm going to add the link. I might start doing some more solo stuff outside of the Wednesdays. I might do some surprise streams here and there. And the only way you're going to know about it is if you follow me so you get the little notification.
Wee-hoo.
So you should follow me.
Do it.
Do it.
Yes.
In the past, I have mentioned how Casimir was going to be appearing at Ren in the Glen. That information is now defunct. Casimir will not be at Ren in the Glen this year for reasons. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That wasn't the one I wanted. That is still
apropos, though.
Of
that was the one I wanted.
They both worked.
They both kind of worked.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Again, thank you to Stefan for sending in that Fast
Yay,
Five.
Stefan.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.